Today we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, which is the birth of the Catholic Church, where Jesus sends the Holy Spirit and anoints the apostles and disciples and all of us to go forth to share the good news. And in the ancient time of the Jews, Pentecost was one of three of their most holy days of the year. It was very holy because on Pentecost, the Jews would come forward, and they'd come from all over Palestine and the region, and they'd bring their grain or their first offerings of their produce to the temple. And back in Palestine, as you know, their climate is more mild than us. We have the joys of having winter, so we only have one growing season. But they have a milder climate, so they have a spring crop and a fall crop. So every spring they bring their first fruits of their grain or their produce to the temple and thanking God for the many gifts of their lives, their gift of a productive yield from their crop, the gift of God's goodness and faithfulness to them and their families. And Jesus, being the new covenant, sends us the gift of the first fruits, the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit to us, which is appropriate on Pentecost Sunday, which they celebrate. Penta means 50, and it comes from the Greek word 50. And so 50 days after Passover, they celebrated Pentecost. The second reason it was so important to the Jewish people was that they remembered the gift of the Ten Commandments for Moses to the people of Mount Sinai, that the Lord, in his faithfulness, gave them the Ten Commandments as a guide for their lives. And they remember that because they were people that were held in captive in Egypt. And when they were released from that, they were given the gift of the Ten Commandments. And they thank God for the gift of his guidance of their lives, that they lead moral, upright lives. And today we still hold very dearly to us and follow the Ten Commandments of the Old Testament as a guide for our lives. And that same guide is the Holy Spirit given to us to guide our lives and to draw us closer to unity with God the Father and God the Son. Because as we know, Jesus and God the Father had an intimate life of unity and love. And from that unity and love, the gift of the Holy Spirit is given to us to share that love and for that desire for us as a church community to live in unity with one another and to go forward as the disciples and apostles went forward on Pentecost Sunday to share the good news of Christ's love, his redemption, and his desire for us to live in unity with one another. In the beauty of Pentecost, when the flames were in the midst of the people, they knew it was in Jerusalem because there's people gathered everywhere. They don't know if it was the upper room or was it the Jewish temple, but they knew it was in Jerusalem because people came, as I told you, it was one of three most important celebrations of their year. So they came to Jerusalem from all over the world, speaking different languages. And part of it was that they were unable to understand the gift of tongues. They were able to, everyone was able to understand what everyone was saying because God desired the unity of the people to share the message so that everyone, no matter what your language was, could understand the message that God was giving to them. A message of living in unity, a message of being loved, a message of going forth to share the good news of the gospel with everyone you meet. And we too are sent forward as the apostles and the first disciples. And how did they mission and how did they teach? They taught by word and by example. By word and example was mainly how they taught and they preached to the people. Because we all know people in our lives, it could be politicians, I don't care which aisle you believe, but we all know people or politicians that say what you want to hear, right? They say what you want to hear, but it's not in their heart. It's not the way they live their lives. And what happens? They don't have credibility, do they? We kind of turn off our ears. We don't believe what they say. We don't give them credit for what they're saying because we aren't grounded with them. And that's why it's so important that our words and our actions live in unity. because that's the first example of being a Christian. People watch to see how you interact and how you react. In fact, they probably watch more when we struggle in life, when we have disappointment, when we have failures, when we have difficult moments or things happen to us. People watch to see how we react as Christians. Do we seek God, or do we complain? Do we get into a poor me pattern? Or do we lean on the Lord and seek Him to help us to journey through those moments? That's what people that are unchurched, that really question our belief, really watch, is the moments when life is hard. Who do we turn to? Because most of the world will turn to stuff, eating, drinking, anything to try to fill the void, shopping, a number of things we can think of. But do we learn to lean on the Lord? Because we are called to be an example, to be apostles, first by example and the way we lead our lives. And as I was preparing my homily for today, I was kind of reminded of an incident I had when I lived in Phoenix. As most of you know, I was a physical therapist down there for quite a few years. And I had a patient that I was seeing maybe for 3 or 4 weeks. And during that time, when I was almost done seeing him, his wife said to me, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And part of me thought, I never shared the gospel. I never talked about my Catholic faith or Jesus or anything religious with this family. But how did she know I was a Christian? She must have seen my joy, probably my peace, my love of what I was doing, my enthusiasm. But it had to be the love of Christ, right, working through me. That's the first example of what people see with us when they meet us, even if they don't know us well. Do we have the joy? Do we have the peace of Jesus Christ in our heart? But also with those we interact with, do we share that? You see, we don't have to beat anyone over the head with the Bible, because the first witness is going to be our character. That's important. Because any words that come out of my mouth, if they don't match my character, I don't have credibility. And no one will listen to me, or they'll be turned off by the word Christian or Catholic or whatever you want to say in that realm. So yes, I said, I'm a Catholic. I said, I go to St. Paul's Church here in Phoenix. And she looked at me kind of dumbfoundedly, because I knew she was Baptist. And I think she was thinking, how could a Catholic be a Christian? But they forget also that we also, what, instituted the Bible. But it was kind of a little, I had chuckled within myself, but I thought, yes, I'm a Catholic. That was an opportunity to witness. Yes, I'm a Catholic and I'm also a Christian. Surprise. I just wanted to share that with you, that your character speaks more volumes than any words you'll say to anyone you meet. You know, in the workplace, at school, be an upright person. Be a team player with those you interact with. Go the extra mile, help before they ask. That's part of being a Christian. And then from there, we can grow and share our faith, right? I go to this wonderful church called Corpus Christi. I'd love for you to come join me some Sunday. You'd be surprised that they say yes. But you first have to lead by the example of your life. And that will draw them in, because they want the joy, they want the love, they want the personality you have that comes from your faith and you're grounded in Jesus Christ. Because our world needs us more today than ever. And by your example, people will be drawn to you like a magnet. They'll want your joy, they'll want your peace. The peace that Jesus gives us and wants us to share with others. Because our world is hungry for peace, because we live in such chaos. So in a few minutes, we're going to receive the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Let us pray that we will grow in our gifts of the Holy Spirit and find the strength to share it with people we interact with during the week. We're not used to that as Catholics or Christians, to share the gospel. But the Lord wants us to be bold, and he wants us to ask to grow in those areas we need to grow in. You know, when we all learned to ride a bike, what happened? We fell off it a lot, didn't we? I had scraped knees and scraped elbows, but we got back on and we kept going until eventually we could go down the block without falling, right? And that's the same thing with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Study them and see which ones you desire. If you desire a particular gift, God will give it to you with time. Work on it to develop it and then to share it. We're all called to preach. We're all called to share the gift of our faith with those we encounter. We don't need to hit them over the head with the Bible. It's first by our character. And once we develop that relationship, we can share little bits of our spiritual life with others. That's a call from our baptism, and it's confirmed in us in confirmation. Let us be bold, let us be persistent, and let us be docile to the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us for the glory of God.